readouts are all on the green. Looks like she's alive.
Ah, there goes our salvage, guys.
How are we today?
Terrible.
Well, better than yesterday, at least.
Where am I?
You're safe. You're at Gateway Station. Been here a couple of days. You were pretty groggy at first, but now you're okay. Looks like you've got a visitor.
Jonesy, come here. Hey, come here. How are you, you stupid cat? How are you? Where have you been?
Guess you two have met, huh? I'm Burke. I'm Carter Burke. I work for the company. But don't let that fool you. I'm really an okay guy.
I'm glad to see you feeling a little better.
They tell me that all the weakness and disorientation should pass soon. It's just natural side effects of such an unusually long hypersleep or something like that.
What do you mean? How long was I out there?
Has no one discussed this with you yet?
No, but I mean, I don't recognize this place.
No, I know. Okay. It's just that this might be a shock to you. It's long.
How long? Please.
57 years.
What?
That's the thing. You were out there for 57 years. What happened was you had drifted right through the core systems, and it's really just blind luck that a deep salvage team found you when they did. It's 1 in 1,000, really. I think you're damn lucky to be alive, kiddo. You could be floating out there forever. You okay?
No. I've slept enough. Jones. It's all right. It's all right. It's over.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I've been running behind all morning.
Is there any word about my daughter?
I really think we should worry about the hearing now, because we don't have a lot of time, okay? I read your deposition, and it's great. If you just stick to that, I think we'll be fine. The thing to remember is there are going to be a lot of heavyweights in there. You've got Fed, an Interstellar Commerce Commission, Colonial Administration, insurance company guys.
Do you have any news about my daughter?
Well, we did come up with some information. Why don't we sit down? I was hoping to wait until after the inquest. Amanda Ripley McLaren. Married name, I guess. Age 66.
And that was at the time of her death, which was 2 years ago. I'm real sorry. She was cremated and interred at Westlake Repository, Little Chute, Wisconsin. No children.
I promised her that I'd be home for her birthday. Her 11th birthday.
Oh. I'd just like to go, back to this point about the override structure.
Is it in the file?
I don't understand this. We have been here for 3.5 hours. Now, how many different ways do you want me to tell the same story?
Look at it from our perspective, please. Please. Now, you freely admit to detonating the engines of and thereby destroying an M-class star freighter, a rather expensive piece of hardware.
$42 million in adjusted dollars. That's minus payload, of course.
The lifeboat's flight recorder corroborates some elements of your account, in that for reasons unknown, the Nostromo set down on LV-426, an unsurveyed planet at that time, that it resumed its course and was subsequently set for self-destruct by you for reasons unknown.
Not for reasons unknown. I told you. We sat down there on company orders to get this thing, which destroyed my crew and your expensive ship.
The analysis team, which went over the lifeboat centimeter by centimeter, found no physical evidence of the creature you described.
Good. That's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock. Like I said.
Are there any species like this hostile organism on LV-426?
No, it's a rock. No indigenous life.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away? Ma'am, I already said that it was not indigenous. It was a derelict spacecraft. It was an alien ship. It was not from there. Do you get it? We homed in on its beacon.
And found something never recorded once in over 300 surveyed worlds. A creature that gestates inside a living human host.
Yes.
These are your words. And has concentrated acid for blood.
That's right. Look, I can see where this is going. But I'm telling you that those things exist.
Thank you, Officer Ripley. That will be all.
Please, you're not listening to me. Kane, the crew member. Kane, who went into that ship, said he saw thousands of eggs there. Thousands.
Thank you. That will be all.
God damn it! That's not all! Because if one of those things gets down here, then that will be all. Then all this bullshit that you think is so important, you can just kiss all that goodbye.
It is the finding of this court of inquiry that Warrant Officer E. Ripley, NOC 14472, has acted with questionable judgment and is unfit to hold an ICC license as a commercial flight officer. Said license is hereby suspended indefinitely. Now, no criminal charges will be filed against you at this time, and you are released on your own recognizance for a 6-month period of psychometric probation to include monthly review by an ICC psychiatric technician. These proceedings are closed.
That could have been better. Look, I think the Ripley...
Van Leeuwen, why don't you just check out LV-426?
Because I don't have to. There have been people there for over 20 years, and they never complained about any hostile organism.
You mean, what people?
Terraformers. Planet engineers. They go in and set up these big atmosphere processes to make the air breathable. Takes decades. It's what we call a shake-and-bake colony.
How many are there? How many colonists?
don't know, 60, maybe 70 families. Do you mind?
Families. Jesus.
I'll be down in maintenance, okay?
Al!
What?
Hey, Al.
What?
You remember you sent some wildcatters out of the middle of nowhere last week, out past the Ilium Range?
Yeah, what?
Well, one of them's on the horn, a mom and pop survey team. He says he's onto something, wants to know if his claim will be honored.
Why wouldn't his claim be honored?
Well, because you sent them out to that particular middle of nowhere on company orders, maybe? I don't know.
Christ! Some hunch in a cushy office on Earth says go look at a grid reference. We look. They don't say why, and I don't ask. I don't ask because it takes 2 weeks to get an answer out here, and the answer is always don't ask.
So what do I tell this guy?
Tell him as far as I'm concerned, if he finds something, it is his. Lidecker?
What? Your kids know you're not supposed to be on this level. Go on, get out of here.
Shouldn't we call in?
Let's wait till we know what to call it in as. It's about as close as we can get. Should we take a look inside?
Right back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It'll be okay, Dad. Dad knows what he's doing.
Mayday! Mayday! Help! Mosquito 249 regarding Army Control! Help!
Hi, Ripley. This is Lieutenant Gorman of the Colonial Marine Corps. Ripley, we have to talk. We've lost contact with the colony on LV-426.
I don't believe this. You guys throw me at the wolves, and now you want me to go back out there? Forget it. It's not my problem.
Can I finish?
No. There's no way.
Ripley, you wouldn't be going in with the troops. I can guarantee your safety.
See, these Colonial Marines are very tough hombres. They're packing state-of-the-art firepower. There's nothing they can't handle. Lieutenant, am I right?
That's true. We've been trained to deal with situations like this.
Then you don't need me. I'm not a soldier.
Yeah, but we don't know exactly what's going on out there. It may just be a down transmitter. Okay, but if it's not, I would like you there as an advisor. And that's all.
What's your interest in all this? Why are you going?
The corporation co-financed that colony along with Colonial Administration. We're getting into a lot of terraforming now and building better worlds.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. Look, I don't have time for this. I've got to get to work.
All right. I heard you're working in the cargo docks.
That's right.
Running loaders and forklifts, that sort of thing?
So?
Nothing. I think it's great that you're keeping busy. And I know it's the only thing that you could get. There's nothing wrong with it. What would you say if I told you I could get you reinstated as a flight officer? The company has already agreed to pick up your contract.
If I go.
Yeah, if you go. Come on, that's a second chance, kiddo. And I think personally for you it would be the best thing in the world to get out there and face this thing. Get back on the horse.
Spare me, Burke. I've had my psych evaluation this month.
Yeah, I know. I've read it. You wake up every night, your sheets are soaking with sweat.
I said no, and I mean it. Now, please leave. I am not going back, and I would not be any good to you if I did.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Just think about it.
Thanks for the coffee.
Tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study, not to bring back, but to wipe them out.
That's the plan. You have my word on it.
All right, I'm in.
I think...
And you, you little shithead. You're staying here.
They ain't paying us enough for this, man.
Not enough to have to wake up to your face, Drake.
What? Is that a joke?
Oh, wish it were.
Hey, Hicks. Man, you look just like I feel.
All right, sweetheart, so what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed? Another glorious day in the Corps. Day in the Marine Corps is like a day on the farm. Every meal's a banquet. Every paycheck a fortune. Every formation a parade. I love the Corps.
Man, the floor is freezing.
What do you want me to do, fetch your slippers for you?
Gee, would you, sir? I'd like that.
Look into my eye. Fall in, people. Come on, let's go.
I hate this job.
Bro,
hey, we got...
Right. Come on, right. Be on your feet.
Yeah, 3 weeks at the back, bro. Who are
you? Talking about freezing, not this little shit.
Yeah, Doc, how about it?
All right, first assembly's in 15, people. Shag it.
Hey, Mira, who's Snow White?
She's supposed to be some kind of consultant. Apparently, she saw an alien once.
Whoopie fucking do. Hey, I'm impressed.
Hey, Vasquez.
Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
No. Have you?
Oh, Vasquez.
He just too bad.
It's a rescue mission. You'll love it. There's some juicy colonist daughters we have to rescue from their virginity.
Dumbass colonists.
God, man.
What's this crap supposed to be?
Cornbread, I think.
It's good for you, boy. Eat it.
Hey, I'm sure wouldn't mind getting some more of that Arcturian poontang. Remember that?
Yeah, bro. The one that you had was male.
Doesn't matter when it's Arcturian, bro.
Hey, Bishop, do the thing with the
knife. Please.
Oh, come on. Yeah. 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 Come on. Do it, man. It's great.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to see that, man. Come on, man. All right.
All right. Hey, what are you doing, man? Hey, what are you doing? Come on. Quit messing around, Dre. Come on. Bishop? Hey, man.
Do it, Bishop.
Hey, not me, man.
Yeah, you.
Hey, come on. Quit messing around.
Don't move.
Come on.
Trust me.
You know what you are,
yeah. Enjoy your meal.
That wasn't funny, man.
Lieutenant Gordon?
No.
Mr. Burke?
Yeah, thanks.
Looks like the new lieutenant's too good to eat with the rest of us, Grunts.
Boy definitely got a corn cob up his ass.
Thought you never missed, Bishop.
You never said anything about an android being on board. Why not?
It never occurred to me. It's just common practice. We always have a synthetic on board.
I prefer the term artificial person myself. Is there a problem?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't even... Ripley's last trip out, the artificial person malfunctioned.
Malfunctioned?
There were problems, and a few deaths were involved.
I'm shocked. Was it an older model?
Yeah, the Hyperdyne system's 128-2.
Well, that explains it, and the A2s always were a bit twitchy. That could never happen now with our behavioral inhibitors. It is impossible for me to harm or by omission of action allow to be harmed a human being. If you don't want some...
Just stay away from me, Bishop. You got that straight?
Guess you don't like the cornbread either.
Quickly, settle down. All right, listen up.
Good morning, Marines. I'm sorry we didn't have time to brief you people before we left Gateway, but...
Sir.
What is it, Hicks?
Hudson, sir. He's Hicks.
What's the question?
Is this going to be a stand-up fight, sir, or another bug hunt?
All we know is that there's still no contact with the colony, and that... A xenomorph may be involved.
Excuse me, sir. A what?
A xenomorph.
It's a bug hunt. What exactly are we dealing with here?
Ripley?
I'll tell you what I know. We sat down on LV-426. One of our crew members was brought back on board with something attached to his face, some kind of parasite. We tried to get it off. It wouldn't come off. Later, it seemed to come off by itself and die. Cain seemed fine. We were all having dinner, and, it must have laid something inside his throat, some sort of embryo. He started, he...
Look, man, I only need to know one thing. Where they are.
Joe Vasquez, kick ass.
Anytime, anywhere, man.
Right, right. Somebody said alien. She thought they said illegal alien. Signed up.
Fuck you, man.
Anytime, anywhere.
Are you finished? I hope you're right. I really do.
Yeah, okay, right. Thank you, Ripley. We also have Ripley's report on disk. I suggest you study
because
it.
Because just one of those things managed to wipe out my entire crew in less than 24 hours. And if the colonists have found that ship, then there's no telling how many of them have been exposed. Do you understand?
Anyway, we have it on disk, so you better look at it. Any questions? What is it, Private?
How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit?
You secure that shit, Hudson.
All right. Now listen up. I want this thing to go smooth and by the numbers. I want DCS and tactical database assimilation by 0830. Ordnance loading, weapon strip, and dropship prep details will have 7 hours. Now move it, people.
All right, sweethearts, you heard the man and you know the drill. Assholes and elbows. Hudson, come here.
Come here.
Y'all short, Hudson. Get it done.
Hey, Sarge. Get lip cancer smoking those.
I want this loading lock sealed. Now. How many more you got, Spunkfire?
That's one.
Good. Take it away. Is it come out? Let me see it.
Hi. I feel like kind of a fifth wheel around here. Is there anything I can do?
I don't know. Is there anything you can do?
Well, I can drive that loader. I have a class 2 rating.
Be my guest. Bay 12, please. Nothing to worry about. We come here and we're going to conquer and we're going to take some. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
That's what we're going to do, sweetheart. We are going to go and get some.
Thank you.
All right, people, on the ready line. Okay, Iron Me!
Yeah!
Iron Me!
Yeah!
Where are you?
Where
are you? Hudson! Get on the ready line, Marine! Get some today! Get on the ready line!
Yo!
Get hot! Get out!
Absolutely badasses! Let's pack them in! Get in there!
All right, people, move it!
Let's go!
All right, I want combat seating. You know your places. Get those weapons stowed. Let's go. Come on, settle down, people. Lock them in, Hudson.
Let's get it on. You know it.
Okay, Bishop, let's go. Roger.
I'm ready, man. Ready to get it on.
Yeah.
Go!
Stand by, cross-launcher now. Pre-launch auto-cycle engage. primary coupler is released. Hit the internals.
Crosslock and drop station secured.
Affirmative. All drop stations secured.
Stand by 10 seconds. Stand by to initiate release sequencer. On my mark.
Five.
We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
Two. One. Mark. Switch to DCS ranging.
240, nominal to profile.
We're in the pipe, 5x5.
We're picking up some hull ionization.
Got it. Rough air ahead, we're in for some chop. How many drops is this for you, Lieutenant?
38. Simulated.
How many combat drops?
Two. Including this one.
Shit. Oh, man.
Bad feeling about this drop.
You always say that, Frost. You always say I got a bad feeling about this drop.
Okay. When we get back without you, I'll call your folks.
All right. Let's see what we can see. Everybody online, looking good. Drake, check your camera. There seems to be a malfunction. That's better. Pan it around a bit. Good.
I'm ready, man. Check it out. I am the ultimate badass.
Yeah.
State of the badass art. You do not want to fuck with me. Check it out. Hey, Ripley, don't worry. Me and my squad of ultimate badasses will protect you. Check it out. Independently targeting particle beam failings. What? For I have a city with this puppy. We got tactical smart missiles, phased plasma pulse rifles, RPGs, we got sonic electronic wall breakers. We got nukes, we got knives, sharp sticks.
Knock it off, Watson. All right, gear up. 2 minutes, people. Get hot.
Somebody wake up Hicks.
Coming around for a 709er.
Terminal guidance locked in.
Where's the damn beacon? Oh, I see it. That's the atmosphere processor?
Yep, that's it. Remarkable piece of machinery. Completely automated. You know, we manufacture those, by the way.
Okay, Farrell, take us in low over the main colony complex. Storm shutters are sealed. There's no visible activity. All right, hold it 40.
Roger.
Give me a slow circle of the complex.
Structure seems intact. They still have power.
Okay, Farrell. Set down on the landing grid. Immediate dust off on my clear, then stay on station.
Dispersal this time.
Let's go!
Move it out! Head up!
First squad up, online. Hicks, get yours in a cord and watch the rear.
Vasquez, take point. Let's move! Move up. Hudson, run a bypass.
Second squad, move up. Flanking positions.
Second squad online.
Second team, move inside. Hicks, take the upper level.
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Porter in search by twos.
Okay, Dietrich, Frost, you're up.
Squad 1, Hobson.
Sir, we have a negative situation here. Move it on, sir.
Wait. Tell him to... Hicks, back up. Pan right.
There. You seeing this all right? Looks melted. Somebody must have bagged one of Ripley's bad guys here.
Acid for blood.
If you like that, you're gonna love this.
Second squad, what's your status?
We just finished our sweep. Nobody's home.
Roger. Sir, this place is dead. Whatever happened here, I think we've missed it.
All right, the area's secured. Let's go in and see what the computer can tell us.
It's not secure.
The area's secured, Ripley. First team, head for operations.
Hudson, see if you can get their CPU online.
Affirmative.
Hicks, meet me at the south lock. We're coming in.
Roger.
He's coming in. I feel safer already.
Sir, we have a CPU online. No problem.
Good. Stand by in operations. Okay, let's go. Are you all right?
Sir, they sealed off this wing at both ends, welded the doors, and blocked off the stairs with heavy equipment.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like the barricade didn't hold.
Any bodies?
No, sir. Last stand. Must have been a hell of a fight.
Yeah, looks that way.
All right, Drake. This way. You should be able to cut through the med lab to operations.
Gorman. Are those the same ones?
Careful, Burke.
Looks like love at first sight to me. Oh, he likes you, Burke.
Two are alive, the rest are dead. surgically removed before embryo implantation. Subject Marichek, John Jay, died during the procedure. They killed him taking it off.
Yo, Hicks. I think we got something here.
Behind us.
One of us?
Hey, Palm, where are your people? Anybody in D Block?
That's a negative. We're all in operations.
Talk to me, Frosty.
Let's keep moving, baby.
Moving.
Which way?
It's coming straight for us. Straight up.
Hold up.
Ripley.
Hey. Shh, it's all right. It's all right.
Just grab her, Corporal.
Don't be afraid. Come on. We won't hurt you. Shh. It's all right. It's okay. Come on out. Come on. Easy. Easy.
I got her. Ow! Damn. Watch
Don't
her.
Let her go!
She's
suddenly
clear.
Ross,
get your light up here.
Where'd she go?
Show her the light.
Yeah, here. Here.
Keep
back. Keep back. Don't scare her.
Grab her, man. We're gonna lose her.
Damn it!
She's gonna get out!
It's okay. It's all right. Don't be afraid. See? Wait! No, you don't. It's okay. You're gonna be all right now. Shh. Easy. Easy. It's gonna be okay. It's all right. You're gonna be okay.
What's her name again?
Rebecca.
Now think, Rebecca. Concentrate. Just start at the beginning. Where are your parents? Now look, Rebecca, you have to try and help.
Foreman, give it a rest, why don't you?
Total brain lock.
Physically, she's okay. Borderline malnutrition, but I don't think there's any permanent damage.
Come on, we're wasting our time.
Try this. It's a little hot chocolate. Here you go. Whoop. That good, huh? Uh-oh. I made a clean spot here. Now I've done it. Guess I'll have to do the whole thing. Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this. And a pretty one, too. You don't talk much, do you?
Smoking or non-smoking?
Just tell me what you're scanning for, Private.
PDTs.
What?
Personal data transmitters. Every colonist had one surgically implanted. If they're within 20 clicks, we'll read it out here. So far, zippo.
Oh, I don't know how you managed to stay alive. But you're one brave kid, Rebecca.
Newt.
What'd you say?
Newt. My name's Newt. Nobody calls me Rebecca. Except my brother.
Newt. I like that. I'm Ripley. It's nice to meet you. And who is this?
Casey.
Hello, Casey. What about your brother? What's his name?
Timmy.
Is Timmy around here too? Maybe hiding like you were. Any sisters? Mom and Dad? Newt. Look at me. Where are they?
They're dead. All right, can I go now?
I'm sorry, Newt. Don't you think you'd be safer here with us? These people are here to protect you. They're soldiers.
It won't make any difference.
Need anything else?
Hello, Bishop.
Do you need anything else? Nice pet you got there, Bishop.
Magnificent, isn't it?
Yo! Stop your grinning and drop your linen. Found them.
They alive?
Unknown. It looks like all of them. Over at the processing station. Sublevel 3, under the main cooling towers.
Looks like a goddamn town meeting.
Let's saddle up, Apone.
Aye, sir. All right. Let's go, people. They ain't paying us by the hour. Let's go. Head them out.
Okay, Frost. You're driving.
Tracker online. Left and right, little buddy.
40 meters in, bearing 221, there should be a stairwell.
Check, got it.
You want sub-level 3.
Let's go, people. Hudson, you got the point. Hicks, watch the tails. Nice and easy. Check those corners. Check those corners.
Watch your spacing.
All right, you heard the man. Don't bunch up. Stay loose.
Your transmission's showing a lot of breakup.
Probably getting some interference from the structure.
Use those lights.
Next one down. And proceed on a 216.
Roger, that's a 216.
I'm not making that out too well. What is it, Hudson?
You tell me, man. I only work here.
Proceed inside.
Watch your fire and check your targets. Remember, we're looking for civvies in here.
Tighten it up, Frost. We're getting a little thin.
Nice and easy.
Looks like some sort of secreted resin.
Yeah. But secreted from what?
Nobody touched nothing.
Busy little creatures, huh?
Hot as hell in here.
Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat.
Knock it off, Hudson.
Lieutenant, what did those pulse rifles fire?
10mm explosive tip caseless. Standard light armor piercing round. Why?
Well, look where your team is. They're right under the primary heat exchangers.
So?
So, if they fire their weapons in there, won't they rupture the cooling system?
Oh. Yeah, she's absolutely right.
So what?
Look, this whole station is basically a big fusion reactor. Right? So, you're talking about a thermonuclear explosion and adios muchachos.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Shit.
Look. Hey, Palm. Look. We can't have any firing in there. I want you to collect magazines from everybody.
Is he fucking crazy?
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
Fling units only. I want rifles slung.
Sir, I...
Just do it, Sergeant. And no grenades.
All right, sweethearts. You heard the man. Pull him out. Come on, let's have him.
Come on, Vasquez. Clear and lock.
Jeff!
You two, give it up, Ski. Come on, let's go. Crow, I want it now. Give it up.
Right on, Vaz.
Let's go, Marine. Give it up. Frost, you got the duty. Open that bag.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Next, cover our ass. Head them out, people.
I'd like to keep this handy for close encounters.
I heard that.
Sit up front. Go on, now!
What?
Tom, get over here. We got a live one.
You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right.
Please. Help me.
Just stay calm. We're going to get you out of here. You're going to be all right. Give me a hand. We've got to get her out of here.
What's going on?
Convulsion.
Get back.
Damn it.
Position.
Can't lock in.
Talk to me, Hudson.
Multiple signals. They're closing.
Go to infrared, people. Look sharp.
What's happening, Apollon? Can't see anything in here.
Pull your team out, Gorman.
I got signals. I got readings in front and behind.
Where, man?
I don't see shit.
He's right.
There's nothing back here.
Look, I'm telling you, there's something moving and it ain't us.
Tracker's off scale, man. They're all around us, man. Jesus.
Maybe they don't show up on infrared at all.
What is going on?
We're masking Crow down! Dietrich!
Crow!
Dietrich! Frost! Off the board!
Sound off! Frost!
Frost!
Where's Baskey? Where's Baskey?
Let's run!
Who's firing? God damn it! I ordered a whole fire.
Coming out of the goddamn wall.
Look! Hey, Paul. I want you to lay down a suppressing fire with the...
Basket! Great! Hold your fire, goddammit!
Hey, Paul, are you caught? I want you to lay down a suppressing fire
with the incinerators and fall back by squads.
Say again? All after incinerators.
I said I want you to lay down a suppressing fire with the incinerators and fall back by squads.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
He's gone.
Get them out of there.
Shut up.
Do it now.
Shut up.
Get whoever's left. Get the
just shut up.
Damn it.
Where's the phone? Where's the phone?
Sergeant, stop.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let's go, Marine.
Hudson. Vasquez.
Hudson, look out.
Hicks, Hicks.
Fall back.
Fall back. Fall back.
They're cut off. Do something.
Come on, keep moving, baby.
Hold on, Newt.
Ripley,
what the hell are you doing?
Get
your chance for me.
that.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
It's blocked, man. We've got to go around.
Let's open the door. Hicks.
Briggs, we are leaving.
Happened to Gorman?
I don't know. Maybe a concussion. He's alive.
He's dead! Wake up, Pendejo! I'm gonna kill you!
Back off. Right now. Somebody get me a first aid kit.
Hey. Hey, look. The Sergeant Dietrich aren't dead, man. Their signs were real low, but they ain't dead.
Then we go back in there and get them.
Fuck that.
We don't leave our people behind.
I ain't going back in there.
You can't help them. You can't. Right now they're being cocooned just like the others.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
All right. We've got 7 canisters of CN-20. So we roll them in there and nerve gas the whole fucking nest.
That's worth a try, but we don't even know if it's going to affect them.
Look, let's just bug out and call it even, okay? What are we talking about this for?
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Fucking A.
Oh, hold on, 1 second. This installation has a substantial dollar value attached to it.
They can bill me.
Okay, look, this is an emotional moment for all of us, okay? I know that. But let's not make snap judgments, please. This is clearly an important species we're dealing with, and I don't think that you or I or anybody has the right to arbitrarily exterminate them.
Come on.
Yeah, watch us.
Hey, maybe you haven't been keeping up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked, pal.
Look, I'm not blind to what's going on, but I cannot authorize that kind of action. I'm sorry.
Well, I believe Corporal Hicks has authority here.
Corporal Hicks is...
This operation is under military jurisdiction, and Hicks is next in chain of command. Am I right, Corporal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Look, Ripley, this is a multi-million-dollar installation, okay? He can't make that kind of decision. He's just a grunt. No offense.
None taken. Pharaoh, do you copy?
Standing by.
Prep for dust off. We're going to need immediate evac.
Roger. On our way.
I say we take off, nuke the site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Pick it up, Hudson. Pick it up, baby.
All right, set him down here.
Move it, Spunkmeyer. We're rolling.
Hold on a second. There's something.
Just get up here.
I'm in. Ramp closing.
Absolutely everything that we can salvage out of the APC wreckage. We got four pulse rifles with about 50 rounds each. That ain't so good. We got 15 of these M40 grenades. Don't touch that. Dangerous, honey.
Is that the only flamethrower?
Yeah, it's only half full, but it's functional. Got another one, it's damaged. I don't know about that one. But the good news? We got four of these robot sentries. The display and scanner is intact. They really kick ass. I think they'll come in handy.
How long after we're declared overdue can we expect a rescue?
17 days.
17 days? Hey, man, I don't want to rain on your parade, but we're not going to last 17 hours. Those things are going to come in here just like they did before, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to get us!
This little girl survived longer than that with no weapons and no training. Right?
Why don't you put her in charge?
You better just start dealing with it, Hudson. Listen to me. Hudson, just deal with it because we need you and I'm sick of your bullshit. Now, I want you to get on a terminal and call up some kind of floor plan file. Do you understand? Construction blueprints. I don't care. Anything that shows the layout of this place. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I need to see air ducts. I need to see electrical access tunnels, sub-basements, every possible way into this complex. We don't have much time.
Okay. Okay, I'm on it.
Hudson, just relax.
I'll be in med lab. Check on Gorman. Continue my analysis.
Fine. You do that. So this service tunnel must be how they're moving back and forth.
That's right. It moves from the processing station right into the sub-level here. Come down on that. Okay, come over. Post. Go back. Okay, punch that in right there. No, it's back.
Okay. Well, there's a pressure door at this end. Couldn't we put one of the remote sensor units in the tunnel and then seal that door?
Yeah, that'll work, but we gotta figure on them getting into the complex.
That's right. So, we repair the barricades at these two intersections.
Right.
And weld plate steel over these ducts here and here and here. That way they can only come at us from these two corridors.
All right, then we put the other sentry units here and here. Right?
Right.
Outstanding. Now we need a deck of cards.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Affirmative.
Thing, baby. Come on, Vasquez. Let's get the hell out of here. Hudson here. AMB sentries are in place and keyed.
Roger. Stand by. Arming now. Test it, Hudson.
Do it!
Fire in the hole!
Okay, great. Let's get the hell out of here. We're sealing the tunnel.
What it's worth.
Here, I want you to put this on.
What's it for?
It's a locator. Then I can find you anywhere in the complex on this. It's just a precaution.
Thanks.
Doesn't mean we're engaged or anything. All right, what's next?
Have a nap. You're very tired.
Don't worry. I have scary dreams.
Well, I bet Casey doesn't have scary dreams. Take a look. Nope. Nothing bad in there. See? Maybe you could just try to be like her, huh?
Ripley, she doesn't have bad dreams because she's just a piece of plastic.
Right. I'm sorry, Nick.
My mommy always said there were no monsters, no real ones, but there are.
Yes, there are, aren't there?
What do they tell little kids that?
Most of the time it's true.
Did one of those things go inside her?
I don't know, Newt. That's the truth.
Isn't that how babies come? I mean, people babies, they go inside you.
No, it's very different.
Did you ever have a baby?
Yes, I did. I had a little girl.
Where is she?
She's gone.
You mean dead?
Here. Take this. For luck.
Don't go, please.
Newt, I'm going to be right in the next room. And you see that camera right up there? I can see you right through that camera all the time to see if you're safe. I'm not going to leave you, Newt. I mean that. That's a promise.
You promise?
I cross my heart.
And hope to die.
And hope to die. Now go to sleep. And don't dream. Sneak.
The molecular acid oxidizes after the creature's death, completely neutralizing.
Bishop, you know, that's very interesting, but it doesn't really get us anywhere, does it? I'm trying to figure out what we're dealing with here. Let's go through it again. They grab the colonists, they move them over there, and they immobilize them to be hosts for more of these. Which would mean that there would have to be a lot of these parasites, right? One for each colonist, that's over 100 at least.
Yes, that follows.
But each one of these things comes from an egg, right? So who's laying these eggs?
I'm not sure. It must be something we haven't seen yet.
Hey, maybe it's like an ant hive.
Bees, man. Bees have hives.
You know what I mean. There's like one female that runs the whole show.
Yes, the queen.
Yeah, the mama. She's badass, man. I mean big.
These things ain't ants.
I know that.
Bishop, I want these specimens destroyed as soon as you're finished with them. Is that clear?
Mr. Burke gave instructions that they were to be kept alive in stasis for return to the company labs. He was very specific about it.
Look, those two specimens are worth millions to the bioweapons division, right? Now, if you're smart, we can both come out of as heroes, and we will be set up for life.
You're crazy, Burke. Do you know that? Do you really think you can get a dangerous organism like that past ICC quarantine?
How can they impound it if they don't know about it?
But they will know about it, Burke. From me. Just like they'll know that you were responsible for the deaths of 157 colonists.
Wait a second.
You sent them to that ship.
You're wrong.
I just checked the colony log. Directive dated 6-12-79, signed Burke, Carter J. You sent them out there and you didn't even warn them. Why didn't you warn them, Burke?
Okay, look. What if that ship didn't even exist? Did you ever think about that? I didn't know. So now if I went and made a major security situation out of it, everybody steps in, administration steps in, and there's no exclusive rights for anybody. Nobody wins. So I made a decision, and it was wrong. It was a bad call, Ripley. It was a bad call.
Bad call?
Right.
These people are dead, Burke! Don't you have any idea what you've done here? Well, I'm going to make sure that they nail you right to the wall for this. You're not going to sleaze your way out of this one. Right to the wall.
Ripley, I expected more from you. I thought you'd be smarter than this.
I'm happy to disappoint you.
Ah! Ah!
What is it? What's going on?
They're coming.
Where?
In the tunnel.
Here we go. A and B gun tracking and firing. Multiple targets.
Those ammo counters go.
B gun's down 50%.
Man, it's a shooting gallery down there.
60 rounds left on B. 40.
20. 10. B gun's dry. 20 on A. 10. 5.
That's it. Jesus. They're wall to wall in there.
They're at the pressure door.
Man, listen to that.
Bishop here. I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Well, that's the switch.
It's very pretty, Bishop, but what are we looking for?
That's it. Emergency venting.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Oh, man, that just beats it all.
How long till it blows?
4 hours. With a blast radius of 30 kilometers, equal to about 40 megatons.
We got problems.
I don't believe this. I don't fucking believe this.
Fast gas. Close the shutters.
Why can't we shut it down from here?
I'm sorry. The crash caused too much damage. An overload is inevitable at this point.
Oh, man. Now it's getting short. 4 more weeks and out. Now I'm going to buy it on this rock. It ain't half fair, man.
Give us a break.
4 more weeks. Oh, man.
Oh, we've got to get the other dropship from the Sulaco. I mean, there must be some way of bringing it down on remote.
How? The transmitter was on the APC. It's wasted.
Well, I don't care how, but we better think of something. We better think of a way.
Think of what? We're fucked.
Shut up.
We're doomed. Shut up.
What about the colony transmitters? The uplink power down at the other end. Why can't we use
it? No, I checked. The hardwiring between here and there was damaged. We can't align the dish.
Well, somebody's going to have to go out there. Take a portable terminal, go out there and patch in manually.
Oh, yeah, sure. With those things running around, you can count me out.
Yeah, I guess we'll just count you out of everything.
That's right, man. Hey, why don't you go, man?
What?
I'll go. I mean, I'm the only one qualified to remote pilot the ship anyway.
Yeah, right, man. Bishop should go. Good idea.
Believe me, I'd prefer not to. I may be synthetic, but I'm not stupid.
How long?
This conduit runs almost to the uplink assembly, 180 meters. Say 40 minutes to crawl down there.
Right.
An hour to patch in and line the antenna. 30 minutes to prep the ship. And about 50 minutes flight time.
It's going to be close. Good luck.
See you soon. Watch your fingers.
Fly con Dios, then.
This is unbelievable.
20 meters in closing. 15.
How many?
Can't tell. Lots.
D gun's down 50%. Sea gun's right behind it.
Stop it. This ain't stopping.
150 rounds on D.
Come on, baby. Come on.
100 rounds.
Come on.
D gun's down to 20. 10.
Wait! You're retreating. Gun stopped them.
You're right.
next time they walk right up and knock.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They're probably looking for other ways to get in. That'll take them a while.
So maybe we got them demoralized.
Sure.
I want you to walk a perimeter. Move!
Hey, listen.
We're all in strung out shape. But stay frosty and alert. We can't afford to let one of those bastards in here. All right. How long has it been since you got any sleep? 24 hours?
Hicks, I'm not going to end up like those others. You'll take care of it, won't you?
If it comes to that, I'll do us both. Listen, let's just make sure it doesn't come to that. All right? Hey, I want to introduce you to a personal friend of mine. This is an M41A pulse rifle, 10 millimeter, with an over and under 30 millimeter pump action grenade launcher. Feel the weight. Tight here.
Right.
Uh-huh. Lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Out will kick some. All right. When the counter reads zero here, you...
I press this up?
That's right. All right. Get another one in quick. Slap it in hard.
Right.
And you're ready to rock and roll.
What's this?
That's a grenade launcher. I don't think you want to mess with that.
You started this. Show me everything. I can handle myself.
Yeah, I noticed.
How do you feel?
All right, I guess. One hell of a hangover. Look, Ripley, I just
forget it. Excuse me.
sequencing right?
It's right.
Okay, good. Stay on it. Get back to me when you've activated the launch cycle.
Roger.
He's at the uplink tower.
Terrific.
Son of a bitch right now.
This doesn't make any goddamn sense.
He figured that he could get an alien back through quarantine if one of us was impregnated, whatever you call it, and then frozen for the trip home. Nobody would know about the embryos we were carrying. Me and Newt.
Now, we don't know.
Yes, the only way he could do it is if he sabotaged certain freezers on the way home. Namely yours. Then he could jettison the bodies and make up any story he liked.
Fuck! He's dead. You're dog meat, pal.
This is so nuts. I mean, listen. Listen to what you're saying. It's paranoid delusion. It's really sad. Pathetic.
You know, Burke, I don't know which species is worse. You don't see them fucking each other over for a goddamn percentage.
All right, we waste him. No offense.
No! Gotta go back. They cut the power.
What do you mean they cut the power? How could they cut the power, man? They're animals.
I want you two with trackers checking the corridors. Move!
Gorman, watch Burke.
I got it.
Newt, stay close.
Anything?
It's inside the complex.
Oh, you're just reading me.
No, no, it ain't you. They're inside the perimeter. They're in here.
Hudson, stay cool. Vasquez?
Hudson may be right.
Get back, both of you!
This signal's weird.
Must be some interference or something. There's movement all over the place!
Get back to operations!
It's game time.
Newt. Seal the door.
Hurry!
Bud!
Him!
Come on, get back! Work fast!
Cover your eyes, Newt. Don't look at the light.
Movement. Signal's clean. Range 20 meters.
They found a way in. Something we missed.
We didn't miss anything.
18. 17 meters.
Something under the floor, not in the plant.
I don't know.
15 meters.
Ripley?
Definitely inside the barricade.
Let's go.
13 meters.
That's right outside the door. Hicks, Vasquez, get back.
Man, this is a big fucking signal.
How you doing, Vasquez? Talk to me.
Almost there. That's it.
12 meters. 11. 10.
Then they're right on us.
9 meters.
Remember, short, controlled bursts.
8 meters. 7. 6.
Can't be, that's inside the room.
It's reading right, man, look.
Well, you're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. 4. What the hell?
Oh, my God. Oh, give me the light.
Let's go!
Come on, let's go! Move!
coming through from here.
This way.
This way. She's close.
Newt!
Ripley!
Where are you? Can you hear me?
Newt! Here! I'm here! Where?
Newt, are you okay? Climb down, honey. We've got to cut through. Newt? Now, don't move. Stay very still.
Okay.
We're almost there. Hang in there, okay?
I know.
Hurry.
I know.
I mean it.
Thank you.
Going to be a cloud of vapor the size of Nebraska.
Hicks, don't let him leave.
We ain't going anywhere.
See you, Hicks.
Dwayne. It's Dwayne.
Ellen.
Don't be gone long, Ellen.
Attention. Emergency. All personnel must evacuate immediately. You now have 15 minutes to reach minimum safe distance. All personnel must evacuate immediately. Attention. All personnel must evacuate. You now have 4 minutes to reach minimum safe distance.
Yeah. right. He's just out. I had to give him another shot for the pain. We need a stretcher to carry him up to medical.
I'm sorry if I scared you. That platform was just becoming too unstable. I had to circle and hope that things didn't get too rough to take you off.
Bishop, you did okay.
I did.
Oh, yeah. From her, you bitch!
Come on!
bed for a human.
Are we gonna sleep all the way home?
All the way home.
Can I dream?
Yes, honey. I think we both can. Sleep tight.
Affirmative.